Yo, Ryan Hatley here from Always Betting Yesterday. One of the things I shared on the podcast yesterday was all about one of the surprising things that might happen as you proceed on this heart-centered leadership journey. And I want to share another thing with you today, and that is the risk of leading with love. And when you become a leader who leads with love, the surprising thing that happens is that you may become the source of love for people. If the people you are leading are seeking, they are not whole, maybe they are lacking something in some way, they may misinterpret your leadership being fueled with love as something that they desire, as something that they want more of. And it can breed an attachment. So this is something that heart-centered leaders need to be aware of. They need to be conscious of. They need to be consciously aware of setting boundaries, having protection for themselves and those that they lead. They need to equip themselves with this awareness. And first and foremost, that is about becoming the type of leader who is whole themselves. They're not leading for love, but from love, meaning that they know who they are. They know their strengths, gifts, their weaknesses, their flaws, how they show up for other people, because they need to get to a state where they need nothing. They need to get to a place where their leadership doesn't desire anything from anybody. They don't need anything in return. And instead, they can send people away better. And even more powerfully, they can point those they lead to themselves as the source of love. You see, many leaders will use their leadership position, their authority, to lead for love, meaning that they are pointing to themselves as the source of that love. And you can see when people do not already feel full, they can use that as a way of filling that attention, that feeling needed, that feeling wanted and useful. That is a risky situation for any leader to be in and to be following that type of leader. The dynamics are not healthy. It becomes attachment when the leader shows up for the love of their followers, and when the follower places the source of the love within their leader, that is dangerous. Leaders have to be self-aware, to come to the world with no desire, to need nothing, to send people away better, and to point those that they follow to themselves as the source of that with which they seek. This is something that as heart-centered leaders, we need to be consciously aware of all the time. The hidden dynamics of love in all relationships. Be aware, be conscious, and keep sending people away better by pointing them to maybe God, it may be the God within themselves, whatever it is, help them see that they are the source of that which they seek, so that there may not be any attachment to the leader as the source of that. Thank you for being here. Look forward to sharing space and time with you soon. Have a great weekend when you get there. Always love.